Yeah, I like to lick my own sound, because I can never pick clean like Chet Atkins, you know? But you know, that's not everything. It's not just looking around for sound and you know, coming up with something like it's a technical thing, you know? No, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. It's like Elvis, you know? He opened the doors. There's no rock and roll before Elvis. So, Tom Parker. Elvis couldn't do it himself. Bob Neal managed Elvis first. Bob Neal couldn't do it. He couldn't take Elvis and make Elvis open the doors. Took the power of Tom Parker. He took Elvis off to Sun. Put him on RCA, you know, and Elvis opened the door for Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Link Wray, and Fabian, Frankie Avalon, and rock and roll. Understand? This was 1956. I came out of the hospital, got my brothers together, went down to Fredericksburg, Virginia, you know? Jumped up on stage and was playing live, and the TV host, whose name was Milt Grant, brought the diamonds out at the live show in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Link, play me a stroll. Butternut, butternut, butternut. 1957, number one in Billboard for the diamonds. Milt Grant says, Link, play me a stroll. I said, I don't know a stroll. Doug says, my brother Doug says, I know the beat of a stroll, you know? Butternut, butternut, butternut. So I says, Jesus God, you know, brought me out of the death house where I was supposed to be dead. He took me out of the death house, put me back in with my brothers again, zapped me, and the rest is history. 1957, in Fredericksburg, Virginia. First electric guitar was old DeArmond pickup that you stick in the hole, you know? And I played in jazz combos, a 5-piece jazz combo, and that got boring me, you know? Then I played in a 40-piece band. I was the only person in a 40-piece band that couldn't read music, you know? And I played in that, and that got boring to me. And then I got in this Western Swing, you know? I was down there with those Grand Ole Opry guys, playing with them, you know? With Ernest Tubbs and Hank Williams and all those cats, you know? And that got boring to me. So I just started playing with what you now call rock and roll. I was taking the old country songs, you know, and jazzing them up, rock and roll style, you know. But you know, nobody knew what I was doing at the time. And there was another young guy, you know, down in Nashville, Tennessee, doing the same thing I was doing. Only difference is he got a Colonel Tom Parker and became a millionaire, you know. I guess it's also like little things, you know, nothing big. I used to put some, to get some more action out of the whammy bar, you know. I used to get old matchbook covers at places where we were staying and put them under the bridge, you know, so I could get more action. And that really affected the sound, you know. Wow, wow, wow. And that was, it was what I was doing in the studio, too, you know. I went to the studio to do the recording, you know, and it was too clean. And I couldn't get that there distortion. And so I said, I'll take the heads off the speakers, and I'll punch holes in the speakers. I got the distortion. So I guess I did sort of like invent the fuzz tone, accidentally. Well, it was deliberately. I didn't know they were going to make the boxes, right? I sure didn't know. Later on, they were going to make the boxes sort of thing. That's what I mean, you know, looking for a sound. I'm looking around, you know, seeing what's available to make a sound. It's wild, but not even, you know. You can be wild, but not evil. My whole life, I've never gone out in thrills looking for trouble and wanting to fight. If a dog attacked you, you try to protect yourself, right? Well, I look at a wild human being as something that's gonna attack me. I always thought I was just protecting myself, you know? I'm not strong at all, you know? God's strong. God rules me, man. Satan don't rule me. Peter, one of Jesus' favorite disciples, man, he got a knife and he was going around cutting, stabbing. He was a drinker and a wild fisherman, wild as hell. It took Jesus a lot to tame him down. There's an evil and there's wild. And I was wild. We'll be right back.